Racing HQ, brought to you by Tab's new Odds and Evens. Simply pick whether the first two place getters will be odds, evens or split. Gamble responsibly.
We've been able to jag Aidan O'Brien. Now, this line is bouncing all around the world. I think he's made his way to America for the Breeders' Weekend. Aidan, thank you for joining us again on Sky Sports Radio. And we've already spoken this morning with Pierre Boudreau, who takes the ride on Never No More. It's a great opportunity for Coolmore tomorrow.
Yeah, no, thanks, Andrew. We're looking forward to it. The horse seems well, and Andrew and Derek and everyone that's with him there in Sydney seem very happy.
Tell us a little bit about the horse in a high-pressure race tomorrow, Aidan. Is he one that will cope with that?
Oh, yeah, he's a very relaxed horse, really, and he's a good mind. He's a horse, looks like, obviously, will get a mile. We always thought he usually is tactically fairly quick. He's set as well, and like, we think he should get the trip well.
He's run, I know, back in America, he ran at a mile, so he's got that strength with him even prior to getting here to Sydney.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Listen, it was a tough race to run in America back then. It was his first run back. He didn't have much room through the whole race. He got a little bit hurt at the end because it was his first run back. But we think the experience of the race would have been very good.
The form around him reads really good. The win over Mad Moon, which has gone on and done great things, it reads pretty good.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Mad Moon was a very fancy, classic talking horse here in the spring into the summer, and he ran against him and in Leopardstown. But we were very happy with that run. And then he, like I said, he had a brace, and then he came back from America and he had a good run in Doncaster in England. So that was his last run, but we've been happy with him since then.
And from that draw, Aidan, barrier 7, should he just get to the right spot?
Well, hopefully, Andrew, like, obviously you never know, but you hope that he gets a nice position and hopefully he will be able to deal with it.
But he's got that tactical that he'll be able to finish off with that turn of speed.
Yeah, well, hopefully. He usually travels well and gets the trip well, so hopefully he will have Andrew.
Okay. And what about the other horse? What about the other horse, Antilles, that's lining up in the 2,000-metre Rose Hill Gold Cup? We've got him favourite in the race here. Aidan, tell us a little bit about this four-year-old.
Yeah, he's a grand, straightforward horse. Gets a mile and a quarter well in an Ivy World. He takes his time. He will be happy if his pace on up front, it will suit him better. But he's a lovely, straightforward, honest, sound horse. And like I said, gets a mile and a quarter well, but likes to come off at a pace a little bit, Andrew.
Okay, so barrier 10 isn't too bad for a horse that settles back midfield or slightly worse.
No, exactly. I think he'd be fine. And hopefully he'll go a pace up front. And if they don't, he might be in a little bit of trouble. But if they do, he'd be very happy with that.
And both of them will appreciate good ground, firm ground?
I think so. Oh, yeah. No, they would. Yeah, they're good, fast. They'd love that.
Yep, understand. And Aidan, a Melbourne Cup, things change over the next few days. Obviously, the final field's out tomorrow night, our time. But at this stage, Magic Wand looks likely to go there?
Yeah, that's the plan. That's what we're thinking of at the moment. TJ's very happy with her, and Yvonne, who rides her out, seems to be very happy, and Jamie as well. So we think and hope that she's going to run. She seems to have come out of the car this day as well. Obviously, it's the first time over that distance, which has very good form over a mile and a half. So we're hoping.
Okay, so it's Magic Wand, Il Paradiso and Hunting Horn. You'll have a good feel around the race, Aidan?
Hopefully they run well, Andrew. You're never sure. They all have different kind of profiles. Hunting Horn won the mile and a half, as you know, in Mooney Valley. Then El Paradiso was a horse that we know gets the trip well. He didn't have any run in your parts of the world, obviously, yet, but he seems to be in good form. Don and Stephen, who ride him, and he didn't charge him at the moment down there. Everybody seems to be happy, so hopefully he runs well.
Aidan, thank you for taking our call. I know you're busy wherever you are. Good luck across the weekend in America and with the two runners here. Tom Magnier has sent me two texts this morning, Aidan. He heard Pierre on earlier and he gave me the big thumbs up, and he's listening right now, and he again gives me the thumbs up for Aidan O'Brien coming on. I do appreciate it. Good luck right over the weekend.
Appreciate it, Andrew. Thanks very much. And hello, how are you, Tom? And thanks again, Andrew.